The more I stretched my working hours, the more entangled I felt, and frustration and stress started to pile up, feeling like I was running on a treadmill. You know when you have it set just a tad too fast? It was so exhausting, but not much distance was covered. Then one day, I decided to unplug for the whole weekend, even though I had lots to do. I literally made an executive decision to shut it all down for a beat. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Season Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. Today, we're going to talk about rest. You know that elusive concept that you once remember experiencing as a child and that you long to have at some point in the future? After you get one more lunch under your belt or after your kids graduate? Seriously, with all you've got going on, does the idea of rest seem like a nice idea, but one that is just not in the cards for you yet? Well, I remember feeling this way big time when our kids were little. I remember Peter and I would actually fantasize about having a sleep vacation as we'd hear little feet pitter-pattering their way quickly to jump on our bed in the early morning hours for a snuggle. Truly, those were really special days. But something I instilled early on for my boys was what my mom did for me, cultivating good sleep. It's really one of the greatest gifts that she gave me. And then motherhood morphed into expanding my business, and sleep had a competitor to contend with. So picture this. I'm there furiously typing away, brainstorming the next big move, feeling like I'm in this endless tug of war with my goals. And the solution I reach for was one I think so many people reach for, and so many people I work with reach for. Work longer, push harder, squeeze every last drop of energy out of my day. And yes, this ambition sometimes spills over, really just cutting into that precious rest time. Does that sound familiar? But here is really the twist in the tale. The more I stretched my working hours, the more entangled I felt. So frustration and stress started piling up, and they seemed to play hide and seek with me. And it was like, you know how when you're running on a treadmill and it's set just a tad too fast? It feels exhausting with not much distance covered. That's what was happening. So one day, I decided to unplug for the whole weekend, even though I had lots to do. I literally made an executive decision and shut it all down for a beat. When the new week began, I had more energy than ever. I recalled that that's how I used to feel. I literally had forgotten, though. And my productivity soared as a result. I finished more in less time, and decision fatigue didn't drag me down. And that's when the light bulb moment happened. I realized rest isn't just a pause. It's really my superpower. And it dawned on me that to harness my full potential, I had to put rest at the forefront. So I made it my mission to prioritize rest, fine-tune my nutrition, and commit to moving my body more. This wasn't just about hitting the pause button. It was about investing in my overall well-being. And guess what? Magic started to unfold. Once I was rested, properly nourished, and had my body buzzing from like a good walk or a good HIIT workout, those elusive ideas and plans I'd been chasing suddenly began to crystallize. It was as if all the pieces of the puzzle I'd been trying so hard to force together just fell into place effortlessly and beautifully. The clarity and creativity that flowed through me were unlike anything I'd experienced, and it was a really clear message to me. The answers I'd been seeking were always within me. I just needed to clear the fog of fatigue to see them. Now, maybe you find yourself in this place too. And I will tell you, sometimes I still have late nights. As I harness that creative energy that courses through me, I just have to grasp it. So sometimes when the inspiration strikes, you've got to catch it and follow where it leads. The difference now, though, is that I decide that I still log enough sleep time and I ensure that happens and I don't repeat this pattern of being up too late too often. So let's not forget, we are beautifully complex beings. We thrive on nourishment, creativity, love, movement, and yes, rest. This isn't just about shutting down for a few hours each night. It's about acknowledging and honoring the fundamental rest that we need in our lives. So to you, my ambitious trailblazer, I'm extending an invitation. Please join me in giving rest the pedestal it deserves. Let's weave it into the fabric of our daily routines, not just as an afterthought, but as a cornerstone for our success. And watch as it transforms not just your business, but your entire world in the most breathtaking ways. So simple, right? Just rest. Remember, embracing rest isn't just about taking a break. It's about empowering ourselves to operate at our highest potential. So let's challenge the hustle culture narrative together and redefine what it means to be truly successful. If this is the kind of vibe you'd like to immerse yourself in with more ease, imagine a sanctuary where ambitious women like us, driven by a mission to make a mark on the world, come together. It's a special space where you're not just navigating the twists and turns of growth and expansion alone. Picture this: growing not just on your own, but within a community of growth-minded souls, each on their own journey, yet united by a common goal. We celebrate our wins together, we offer a shoulder during setbacks, and we step into our fears as a collective force. In the Seasons Collective, you're surrounded by women who hold you to the dreams you dare to chase. It's a nurturing ground where pivoting comes with grace, understanding, and insights that only a supportive community can provide. And here, shining bright is the norm. There's no need to dim your light or apologize for the fire of your ambition. You are whole, valued, and your bravery is celebrated. Consider this your personal invitation to a place where your courage isn't just seen, it's applauded. Where your dreams aren't just heard, they are nurtured. The Seasons Collective is more than just a group, it's a movement. Really, where you don't have to go it alone, where your growth is intertwined with the collective strength of women who share your drive and determination. So I would love for you to join us. You can check out details in the show notes about that. And thank you for joining me today. Let's continue to support, inspire, and uplift each other on this incredible journey that we're on. And until next time, prioritize rest, embrace your superpowers, and watch as the world unfolds in front of you in the most beautiful way. If you got something valuable from this episode, tag me on social. I love shouting out your messages you tag me in, and it means the world to me that you listen to these episodes. So please go ahead and rate, review, share. It really just spreads the message on the podcast platforms so that people can go for that version of a life of more that they really want and get the encouragement that they need. I appreciate you. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings.